We're back to special live COVID-19 coverage with Sam LaPrade.
Thank you so much for joining us on Rogers TV and 1310 News. We're so happy that you're here. There is lots of breaking news happening here today. You'll want to stay on 1310 News to get all of those updates. I'm so happy right now to be joined by Sue McKay and Logan Hossein. Hello, how are you both?
Oh, we're great. And I'm sitting.
Hello, are you both there? I think we've lost Sue and Logan. We're going to try and get them on the line right now. We're going to be chatting with them about, of course, the CHEO telethon coming up this weekend. They are a CHEO family. We're going to hear from Sue McKay, who's the mom of Logan Hossein. And Logan is going to steal your hearts. He is a real sweetheart. He was in the NICU at CHEO. So we're going to be chatting with him. We're going to, my producer Josh is working hard to get them back on the line. So the telethon, of course, is coming up this weekend. And you're going to want to be part of that, of course, on June the 7th, from 1 to 7, you're going to want to definitely tune in to hear that. I think we have Logan and Sue back. Hi.
Hi.
It's so great to be connected. Logan, are you with us as well?
Yes, hello.
Hi, you two. You're part of the CHEO family, and I would love to hear, Logan, your version of why you're a part of the CHEO family.
So when I was born, I had a pneumothorax, which is a collapsed lung. And to thank all the doctors, nurses, and support staff that helped save my life, every year in lieu of gifts at my birthday party, I ask for donations to CHEO.
And how old are you, Logan?
I'm 11 years old.
Are you sure you're 11? Because you sound like you're about 35.
Thank you, but I'm 11.
You sound very mature, not only in the way that you speak, but the fact that philanthropy or giving back to CHEO would be so important to you. Why is that so important for you and your family?
Because when I was born, I had a pneumothorax, and I had to go to CHEO, and to thank all the doctors, nurses, and support staff that saved my life that day. Every year since my first birthday, in lieu of gifts at my party, I ask for donations to CHEO.
I think that is absolutely fantastic. And Sue, take me back to when Logan was born. What was that like, knowing that he was being brought to CHEO? What emotions did that give you?
Oh, it was pretty rough. I had just lost my mom 2 weeks prior to Logan's birth, and his birth just went all wrong. You know, the birthing plan, well, we didn't follow any of that. And so he was rushed off to CHEO. He was hooked up in bells and whistles so fast. It was overwhelming. And I was overtaken by the power of love that the CHEO NICU unit gave. And because of that, we've been a big advocate for the NICU unit, including, you know, the up-and-coming telethon this weekend. We're big supporters. I've been listening to some of the stories that these kids have been going through, and it's just, it's heart-rending. Parents have got this internal strength that you just can't measure in order to see your kids fight through some of their challenges in life. And Logan was one of them, and he's been incredible at wanting to give back every year, and he's a going force. He's driving this now. We started it off, and he's definitely driving it.
I love that so much. Sue, when before Logan's birth, and you would drive down Smythe Road and see CHEO there, see that building, what changed for you when you realized what was happening in that building? Can you look at that building differently now?
Oh, man, do we ever. It was just a hospital. It was a concrete building. It was, you know, plopped in a field where I used to live. So I never really related to it because we never had to use the services of CHEO. Now it's home. It's definitely home. The people that from the foundation, the NICU unit, the doctors, the nurses, the support staff, the directors, the CEOs are just, they're people that have love. And so we look at it now as just, and you hear it from other families too. If you were to watch the telethon on CTV, they talk about the kids, and all the parents say, it's our family now. And that's the big line, it is our family. And so I can't see us ever stopping doing this, and Logan is totally on board. Aren't you, Logan?
Yes, I am.
Logan, when is your birthday?
My birthday is November 26th, and I was born in 08.
In 08, November 26th, 08, that is definitely a very special day. And most kids your age are sort of looking for maybe the new game or maybe an electronics for their birthday. But you're different, and I think that's really special. How do your friends and family react to this incredible generosity that you have?
They just support me so much. They're just so great.
They are pretty amazing. And we're speaking with Sue McKay and Logan Hussein, of course, a CHEO family. And when this time of year rolls around, Sue, and of course, this being a very different year than we've ever experienced before, and it comes up to that telethon time, what is that like for you to sort of rally the troops, if you will, that really can support Logan during this time and around his birthday?
Well, the telethon has been really important. Logan's been on it since he was, I believe, the age 3. And we need to have support. I mean, Logan raised close to $20,000 on his birthday alone last year. So we need to have that support in order to buy key instruments and machineries and all of these things that people don't realize that are not funded by the government. The telethon shows that CHEO can make a difference. Logan shows that kids can make a difference. And Logan, maybe you can expand more on, you know, kids helping kids.
I'd love that.
So there's this foundation at CHEO called Kids Helping Kids. And for an example, you guys can take me, and I will, because I help kids that were just like me when I was born.
It really is something special. And I know one of the pieces of equipment that you are raising money for, Logan, are those little beds for the babies. And I saw a picture of you in one of those beds. What do you think when you see that picture of yourself?
I thought that is so amazing how they had this technology back then. And I was just thinking, if that was back then, what technology can we purchase today?
Oh, that's so forward thinking. That's brilliant. What do you want to do when you grow up? Do you know yet?
When I grow up, I wish to be a doctor, just like all the doctors that help save my life, because to me, saving a life is the ultimate gift.
Can I tell you something, Logan?
Yes.
I know you're going to do that. I just feel it. I just feel it in my bones that that's what you're going to do with your life, my friend.
Thank you very much.
Sue, when you hear Logan speak like that and you go back to November 26, 2008, could you have ever imagined?
No. It was very scary for us. We live in Barrhaven, and so we would nap in our car to get some rest, and I didn't want to leave Logan. CHEO pulled the room together for us that I could be with Logan and we could rest there. My wildest dreams, I never thought we were going to walk out of there, to tell you the truth. It was pretty scary. But I think every parent deserves the right to take their child home. And that's what CHEO does. It gives you that hope, that love, and that compassion to help. And that's what the telethon and all the fundraisers are all about, is that you can do things. Just a small thing. I mean, there are people out there that are willing to match your donation throughout the telethon, and the smallest donations make the biggest difference. And you can see that at CHEO. You can see that at the kids' faces. You can see that in the walls that you walk in. It's an amazing story, and I never thought I would be part of it. And I'm blessed that we are.
Absolutely. I feel the same way about CHEO. I think it's a very special place. Logan, you had your picture taken with a couple of friends of mine, and that's Glenn Sheen and Linda Newman from RBC at the Association of Fundraising Professionals Big Phil's dinner last year, because you received a very special award.
So, yes. Last year, I received the Ottawa Youth Philanthropy Award.
It was a very, very special time, and I think that's where I met Mom. Mom, mm-hmm. What was that night for you to see a room really full of adults? I think Logan would have been the only young man there really receiving that kind of recognition. What was that like for you?
Well, it was surreal. First of all, he was the last
speech to be said. And I thought, uh-oh, we're goners here. You know, because by that time, the night is long, everyone's getting tired. And they had to find a crate box for him to stand up in order to do a speech. And I was taken back by the power that he had over the room. He spoke both in English and in French, and people were actually really listening to what he had to say. We all had tears in our eyes. It was just so overwhelming. And we met some incredible people that night as well. But to be 11 years old, or 10 at the time, and to receive such an honorable award, I was just, my husband and I were overtaken with admiration and surprise and proud. We were very proud of Logan.
It was a pretty amazing night. Logan Hussein and Sue McKay, thank you so much for joining us today. And we look forward to the day that we're calling you Dr. Logan Hussein. Thank you so much for joining us on 1310 News.